Blog Talk Radio. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Assalamu alaikum to all. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Know Me, Know Me Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, and Allah is the creator of mankind, all that exists, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah, is the creator. And as I seek refuge with Allah, I also openly testify that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Having received the word from Almighty God, and we say it is the Quran, which is a revelation sent down upon the heart of Muhammad and as a mercy to all of mankind. Assalamu alaikum to all. Again, this is Martha Nyla Williams. A mercy to all of mankind. When we think of mercy, we think of someone having compassion, someone being very concerned, having a heart, I guess you would say. And so as we discussed maybe a week ago about the two hands that is referenced, about the two hands of Allah, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and that is a mercy from Almighty God. It is a very compassionate process, a mercy that is already developed, already designed. It has already been prepared. It's already a part of the whole makeup of this system or the systems of knowledge. Whatever system we can think of, it is a system of knowledge. It is a system that we come to know. And so Almighty God's mercy is already incorporated in it. Now, why would we need Almighty God's mercy in it? Almighty God knew that the mercy is better implanted or as a part of this system, because when we make our mistakes, whatever we come to know, we make our mistakes, the consequences don't last always. That's a mercy. When we falter, the consequences don't last always. And then there's the opening for forgiveness, requesting forgiveness, or even if we don't request it, forgiveness is already a part of the process. That too is a mercy. And it is a mercy created, instilled by Almighty God. And we say God, or that which governs everything. The laws that we follow, we say the laws of the land. How do we know to create laws to be followed or the laws to govern people? The animals are already following a law. The insects are already following a law. Even the trees and the stars, they're following a law. Even the oxygen or the air that we breathe is following a law. So we too, as thinking beings, we follow a law. And that law becomes the Constitution. So the Quran is a law. It is a compilation of guidelines for human beings to follow. Not insects, not animals, not the trees, not the stars, not the sun, not the air, not the waters. It is strictly for the human being to follow. So therefore, we understand then that guidance that we've been blessed with is a mercy. And this is, brings us right back to saying the Quran is a mercy to all of mankind. I'm going to share with you some questions. And these questions are part of what we call the direct action. And the direct action, we want to ask a question. What is the assessed problem? Now, what do we mean by that when we say what is the assessed problem? Meaning that it already has been assessed. I mean, a problem has already been identified. What is the assessed problem? And when we say a problem, that means something has to be figured out. We know it is not right because it's not benefiting anyone or it's causing confusion, it's causing mishaps. So it's a problem. It needs figuring out. And today, as I was thinking, I was standing near the water in the park area of the library grounds, rather, and looking out upon the water that is seated behind the library. Good bit body of water. And I watched the water as it rippled. You know, they were wide ripples. And I saw some substances in the water, but the overall idea was what was causing the ripples? Well, there was something what we call a fountain in the middle almost of the I guess you'll call it a, I don't know if you can even call it a lake, but yes, it's a lake. It was pretty, it has a pretty wide dimension to it. But nevertheless, so this water shooting up in the center of it, sprouting up, and when it comes back down, it causes a ripple effect to the water. So as I looked at that, and then I looked at the sides of it, the S-I-Z-E, and then I looked at the S-I-D, as in David, D-E, sides, and I saw one area was cemented. And it had an opening in the cement, and that was a tunnel opening, which connected with the tunnels or the pipes that are underground, under the roadways and so forth. So when water runs off from certain location, it comes back and I guess it gets emptied into this lake or pond. So as I studied it a little more, I found myself asking this question. What is wrong? What does it mean? What are we to learn from this body of water? And I, you know, what are the attributes of it? So I'm watching the ripples and I'm watching, and I said, wow, even though it appears to be simply water, there is weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, there's weight in that water. And if you got down into that water, you will feel the pressure under the surface. And so I likened that to people living their lives, and whatever influences hit their lives, it causes a ripple effect in the lives of the people. And the people are not aware of the ripple effect, but the cause, the ones causing the ripple effect, they are well aware. And that is how our life is today and how it has been. And perhaps there was a time in history, if when we read back through, we can see where the ripple effect wasn't caused just because you had ones wanting to guide them to a certain outcome. But today, you definitely see that it's guiding or leading ones to a certain outcome, and the ones manipulating the whole process, they know what the outcome that they are looking for. And so if we were all to study our neighborhoods and study and see what our neighborhoods are attached to, they're attached to other neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods then after a certain dimension or measured land, We can call the sea of people, the people, like a sea, like a body of water. And there will be a border at a certain area around him, boundaries around these people. And so then we call it a certain state, a certain condition, right? State being a condition, condition of the mind. And so we all are living in a certain state or a certain condition. We have a certain state of thinking. And so this state is called Florida, right? And in Florida, I don't believe we think like the ones who are in Alabama or like the ones who are in Mississippi or Georgia. We don't think the same because we have different priorities, though we have similar things going on. We live in a state. We live in a condition. We have a governor. We each have that. We have a political front called, you know, representatives that go to Washington, D.C., two senators and one representative. And then the ripple effect, who's causing it? Well, you have the, like I say, the senators and the representatives and the governor. Then in each city, you have a mayor. You have 90 seconds for those on the computer if there's anyone there. Then you have the district people, and the decisions are being made, and it's called a state. It'll be made for the state. And if you stand back and look at it, you will surely say, this is such and such state. Or you would say that this is a certain condition, right? And you would go along with, as we are, go along with the condition, and we will adhere to it. And for a good example, we say education. We have adhered to the process of education. Ones being hauled off to school so that they can get an equal opportunity, have an equal opportunity to learn what is needed to learn, to know, to be known, in order to make it on to college. And then we have the industrial area. Ones are working with, and that's attached to the economics. We have the agricultural area. That also is attached to economics. Then we have the residential. And then we have the corporate, the business area. So we have all these areas, and we have the social arena, social slash recreational arena, right? But they all are attached. But how is that boundary within that state, that condition, how are we conditioned? So when we say, what is the assessed problem, we know, again, we know there's a problem. And the problem lies within and around the state, the condition of the people in the state. So here we live in Florida, and when we look at the attributes of Florida, the land itself and the trees and the way the sunlight shines and the water, the waterways, you know, the rivers, the lakes, the ponds, you name it. And we are edged peninsula-wise, three-quarters, by both the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. So what is the problem? In the educational arena, we have schools. We have teachers, we have textbooks, we have information in the textbooks, and the teachers are sharing this information. What is the problem? We have communities that have mayors, and the mayors within the state, within these conditions, the mayors communicate with one another. And then the senators, they leave and they go to represent and the representatives go and they represent the condition of the people, and so they apply for certain things, starting with the budget, right? Money. But then have they really surveyed the condition of the people? Have they really? Have they really assessed the problem? Some will say it's drugs, and others will say it's crime, robbery, and others still will say it's laziness. Others will say it's not enough jobs. Others still will say it's homelessness. What is, and this is why we say the assessed problem. What has been assessed? And who will do the assessing of it? Who will have an open heart and an open mind to be compassionate enough, to be merciful enough, to have the best interest of everyone in this state of being and assess the problem? So we ask the question again, what is the assessed problem? Well, the assessed problem, we're going to go to the Quran. Well, first we'll read the Hadith. Read the Hadith. And it's concerning Iman, faith, by which a person would enter heaven. It is narrated on the authority of Abu Ayyub that a man came to the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, and said, "Direct me to a deed which draws me near to paradise, and take the same away from the fire of hell." Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said, "You worship Allah and never associate anything with him. Establish prayer and pay zakat and do good to your kin." When he turned his back, the Messenger of Allah, prayers and peace be upon him, remarked, "If he adhered to what he had been ordered to do, he would enter paradise." Sahih Muslim. Now, we ask the question again, what is the assessed problem? We say the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the Hadith are sayings, information, reports, rather, let's get it clearly, reports of what the Messenger of Almighty God, prayers and peace be upon him, said and what he did. He was improving the condition of a people. He had already assessed the condition of the people living in Mecca, seeing all the harm done to individuals and individuals doing harm to themselves even. Because we do, as we spoke last evening, we have a destiny, and that destiny is to be pleasing to our Lord, and we be pleased with our Lord. So in the sense of returning, as one would say, returning to our Lord, we're already in the presence of our Lord. But our conditions take away our remembrance, our thinking on what we must do, how we must act, what we must say, how we must care for one another, how we must be compassionate to one another. So what is the assessed problem? The problem is we have, in many instances, taken partners with the one God. And so we see the effect of it. We see the rippling effect of it, like the water. When we look at people from afar, we see the ripples on, like we are looking at the ripples on top of water. But we're not looking into the heart of the matter. We're not looking into the lives of the people, to assess it to the point that everything can be corrected. And it can be corrected then by sharing information, living within the premises of these borders where people exist, not above them, not below them, but living with them, respecting their original nature, their original created selves, being stern where sternness is needed, being compassionate where compassion is needed. And it all will be a mercy already extended from the one God, the Creator, and we say Allah. Now, in reading the Quran, we're reading from Surah 42, the Shura'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. وَمَا أَخْتَلَفَتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَحُكْمُهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ فَاتِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا يَدْرَؤُكُمْ فِيهِ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ بَصِيرٌ لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ صدق الله العظيم. Whatever is in, whatever it be wherein you differ, the decision thereof is with Allah. Such is Allah, my Lord, in Him I trust, and to Him I turn. He is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you pairs from among yourselves, and pairs among cattle. By this means does He multiply you. There is nothing whatever like unto Him, and He is the one that hears and sees all things. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges and restricts the sustenance to whom He will, for He knows full well all things. Surely God speaks the truth. So what is the assessed problem? The assessed problem is having God besides God. And so it when we turn away from those gods that we've created and really turn and humble ourselves to the one God, then all the other benefits within the creation, we will be have them in their proper place, and we will not try to restrict any benefit that is due to all of humanity. We will not try and restrict education. We will not try and restrict politics, the political front, the voting powers of one. We will not restrict the rights of others. We will not infringe on anything of anyone else. We will live and understand that all is fruitful to for everyone that is here. For surely none will be created and not have what they need, as the Creator is the one that created everything and knows full well that everyone has what they need. Everyone has been given their own body. They have been given their own mind. They have been given their own ability to think, to hear, to see, to feel. And so we have to exercise those rights, but not infringe on others. We have to be merciful, compassionate, but dutiful and responsible at the same time. So what is the assessed problem? Continue to think about it. Give God the praise. Take a stand. Be prayerful. And be an humble servant to Almighty God. Assalamu alaikum. You've been listening to Martha Nile Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word.